Welcome to Lessons from the Days of the Week, Part 4. This week we focus on the day of Wednesday, the fourth day of the week. This is, on a side note, this is actually very interesting and by divine providence, because we're doing this in the week of Hanukkah, which of course represents the idea of light. Wednesday was the day that the two luminaries, the sun and the moon, were created. In fact, the Talmud says, when the Talmud says about the type of people, the type of character traits that you get from the different days of the week, it says someone that was born on Wednesday will grow up to be wise and enlightened, in other words, illuminated, because of the connection to the sun, the moon, and the stars. But one very important lesson to be learned from Wednesday is the following. Hashem created the world where there was the sun and the moon, and the sun became smaller. When the sun became smaller, what this means is that the moon became smaller. What that means is that the sun gives the light and the moon receives the light and gives off the light that it's received. So we have this idea, there are many ideas behind this, but one short idea is that the sun is the noisin, the sun is the giver, the moon is the receiver. Interestingly enough, we always talk about the Jewish calendar being one of a lunar cycle. However, that is not entirely true, because we have both the sun and the moon, because our months go by the lunar cycle, our festivals go by the solar cycle, in other words, the seasons. In the Northern Hemisphere, Pesach must always be in the spring, Sukkot is in the autumn, and so on. What's the idea? The idea is because, in actual fact, our calendar is a combination of both. The way Hashem created the world is that they must be giving and receiving. Now, giving, we know, is the most powerful force, the idea of chesed. We always have to remember that they cannot be giving without receiving. So when Hashem created the world, he had created people imperfect. He created not everyone to have the same, because everyone has things that other people don't have. The reason is, as the Talmud tells us, because God wanted the world filled with chesed, filled with kindness. But in order for there to be kindness, there has to be giving and receiving. Now, one shouldn't make a mistake that it's okay to always receive, because we know we always frown on neediness and we always lord and promote the idea of being independent and not having to be dependent on others. That is true, and therefore we should always strive not to be needy and not to need other people. However, we also have to understand that we don't have everything and we're not perfect. And therefore there are things that we can always give to other people, things they don't have, and the people that we need from other people. We go through sometimes situations where it's time to reach out for help. The interesting thing is that although we always talk about giving, and we always talk about the value of giving, there are those people that find it hard to be kind. There are equally people who find it hard to take when they need. And that is a problem, because the fundamental principle we need to remember is that when you take, when you have a legitimate need, you need the support of others, the emotional support. You need ideas, creativity that you don't have maybe, that others do have. And you reach out to others. That is actually not just being a normal person and being able to receive sometimes things that you wouldn't be able to achieve on your own, but actually it's a deeper thing. What you're actually doing is you're facilitating giving. It is, in a way, the biggest form of giving, because you're facilitating the possibility for someone else to give. Sometimes we need to allow the capability of someone else to give, and the only way we can do that is if we are ready to sort of receive as well. So that's the sun and the moon. The sun is the radiance of light, the giving. The moon is the receiver of light. Both need to happen. The world was created to have both, and we in our own lives have to be able to have both. And that's maybe the deeper interpretation of what the Talmud says, that if you're born on a Wednesday, you'll be wise and enlightened. To be wise and enlightened means that you don't always give. Wise and enlightened means you know when to give and you know when to reach out for help. And that's the sun and the moon, and the lesson we learn from the sun and the moon. Have a wonderful day.